Greetings, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy December, whatever you want to call it. I call it Christ and Mass for those who have chosen to awaken. But a lot going on. It's been a rough week for a lot of people. It seems these solar storms and CMEs and flares are just wreaking havoc on our bioelectric field. So there's a lot of pains, aches, changes, and hard decisions having to be made. You know, it's always rough, as you said, in between seasons, getting through financially until we open again in May. So ECAY is on hold due to not having the facilities to do workshops or classes yet. And actually, I covered that in my new book. And then the storm cleanup and repairs of winter damage, cleaning out the downed trees, et cetera. You know, and as I was writing this line, I just got a call from the ranch, and there was a devastating storm there, with high winds up to 170 miles an hour in some areas, you know, lots of huge trees down. I mean, we're talking 200-300 year old trees easy. You know, the power lines were snapped in several places on the ranch. So it sounds like weather warfare or the effect of the solar storms, you know, it could be both. Anyway, the flooding came right up to the doors of the buildings, then miraculously stopped, you know, which was awesome. And, you know, those at the ranch felt like there was a galactic war going on. You know, there were strange lights everywhere, and a deep, loud groan was heard. And, you know, these just are not normal storms. You know, we are down to a skeleton crew due to finances. Hopefully, you know, some summer volunteers will come help clean up the damage. You know, the power companies looked at the damage and said, you know, did you piss off God? You know? And basically, actually, my life work has pissed off everything other than God, you know, despite all the damage. None of the structures were damaged seriously, and no one was hurt, which is great. So it shows some kind of a level of protection. You know, a major storm hit East City, Hawaii last year, and there's no damage, although a lot of damage sustained by the neighbors. You know, we couldn't even find a broken branch. And, so I'm going to go ahead and show some of the videos from Washington. Also in the news, the Juan de Fuca plate is on the move along with the axial seamount, you know, and just had a 3.5 quake. And we've made quite a few redundant warnings about that area. The coast from California to Washington is unstable, you know, with an intense buildup of pressure, you know, due to solar activity. I'm pretty sure 101, I mean, they're always putting that highway, keeps slipping into the sea. They keep putting it back together again. And there's a couple areas along that road, along the coast, that are slipping, you know, due to the, it's very unstable land there. So just heads up on that. On a different topic, you know, I wonder why humanity funds in the millions organizations that continue to promote external, jealous, wrathful gods, you know, external gods, and make heroes and give their power away to character challenged people. And that do the bidding of governments and religions, you know, both historically have obviously not been working for them or in their highest and best good. You know, I also wonder why they allow governments and religions to kill their messiahs, you know, Then for a few shekels, some will try to character and in some cases physically assassinate people who speak up and stand up for truth. It seems, we're in a total podcaster war between the morally and integrity corrupt and those who have the courage to question the narrative and demand answers. The big money is behind the morally and integrity corrupt, unfortunately. Which brings us up to Candace Owens. A few veterans and other podcasters that are questioning the official narrative that have the majority of the people behind them. Polls are showing up to 70% on up. Now, I know I said I was not going to cover this, but it's really hard to watch someone like Candace, who is a godsend, be maligned and attacked just for asking questions. The protective male gets activated, as it should in almost all men. Something missing, with a few of these podcasters on the attack who believe in censorship, according to them and their donors, we can't ask questions. Maybe we should just check out who their donors are. There might be a six-pointed star on the check, So anyway, people still have a lot of unanswered questions concerning Charlie Kirk, me being one of them. The official narrative is not, it's just not believable. It seems Charlie's family, friends, and his organization would be on the side of getting answers, to so many unanswered questions and illogical conclusions. Many push the official narrative, case closed, let's move on, business as usual. Emphasis on business, There have been so many lies, deceptions, uninvestigated leads, and strange behavior. The security detail was a total fail concerning protection, with the obvious question, why were the roofs not secured? This is this is security 101. The answer given so far bears no personal responsibility. And again, security 101 demands securing the rooftops, both of which were ignored during the Trump attempted assassination and Charlie's assassination. So, did we learn anything from the Trump attempt? Like, wow, maybe we should clear the roofs, put a sniper up there just in case, or an officer on the roof. Seems like it would be standard with any law enforcement. So, anyone with critical thinking would question the lone gunman story, why he had unfettered access to the roof, and anyone who ever shot a deer knows the effects of a 30-06. So, it really makes a mess. And the difficulty and also in making that shot, that's a hard shot to make. Not to mention the screwdriver left on the roof, then reassembled the rifle on the fly while at the same time had it stuck down his pant leg while sprinting across the roof, jumping off, sprinting across the lawn. Then the FBI shows up after the canine units swept the area where the gun was found, and presto, there it is, neatly wrapped and assembled. With the screwdriver still on the roof. Anyway, dogs don't miss fired guns. These dogs are good. And if you fire a gun and throw it out in the middle of nowhere, they will find it, immediately almost. So anyway, then there was the second gunman spotted on the roof in tactical gear no one can account for. Or nobody wants to even investigate it. It's like the entire event looked orchestrated, or at least an unbelievable fail in security concerning all agencies involved. So if you factor in the letter sent to Netanyahu, the real letter, where Charlie states clearly he cannot stand behind the genocide in Gaza as any good Christian, his podcast right before he was killed, where he made it very clear he will not support the genocide. I have those. I saved those. Or the bullying of Jewish donors who allegedly pulled 150 million in funding due to Tucker Carlson's appearance with, and ties with Candace. So, and then there's 150 million allegedly was reinstated after his death, and the leader of Israel is the first major political person to go public saying Charlie was 100% pro-Israel. When clearly in Charlie's own words, podcasts, and texts, he was not. In fact, Charlie levied against the war with Iran, with President Trump. So why would anybody not have questions? This is not anti-Semite. This is common sense and factual. The organization has allegedly pulled in over 140 million after his death. Much of that is in memorial gear. In every murder investigation, there are two rules: follow the money and investigate the spouse. That's really dicey area to walk on, when you have a grieving widow, supposedly, but questions need to be answered. I stayed away from that one for a long time. So my question is, why is this completely being ignored? The character of the spokespeople for Turning Point, also has a lot to be desired. The attacks and games with Candace don't seem to fit Christian principles. Character assassinations of the other podcasters asking questions are casting a very dark shadow on the company, along with insider stories. So why not just answer the questions? If you have nothing to hide, answer the questions. If you screwed up, just say, I screwed up. Take personal responsibility. That's kind of Christian ideals, so. Anyway, allegedly the NCI system, developed by a behavioral expert designed to identify potential psychological operations, PSYOPs, did a profile of Kirk's widow and said she falls into the over 80% PSYOP category, with a 1 in 2,600 chance of it not being a PSYOP. And wearing the Jewish symbol for all to see during interviews is also very telling. The only side I'm taking is the side of truth. I don't have a dog in this fight or any vested interest. If new facts dispel any rumors or assumptions, I'll be the first to acknowledge them. I do have a major concern over taking out prophets and messiahs, and then everybody forgets and goes back to business as usual. It's kind of a historical pattern. not claiming to be one, but we do have our share of attacks anyway. But the good news is over 70% of the people feel the same way and have many of the same questions, more unanswered questions. So anyway, this next topic has got us banned and deplatformed, and basically it's the we know what we're all talking about. Dr. Michael Yeardon, former head of Pfizer vaccine program, just revealed to the world evidence that proves the COVID mRNA vaccine is a deliberate, premeditated sterilization and depopulation weapon that has killed over, I think it's like, he said at least 30 million, but I think it's more like 300 million worldwide. It will continue to create devastation for generations. So he warned humanity must go on the attack before they release the next bioweapon. And they are planned. They're all talking about the next pandemic, so. And there are methods of detoxing, getting these bioweapons out of your system, and most links are on our website. So again, we really have to go and do a search and try to find the best remedies. I mean, there are remedies out there. I'm not a doctor and I'm not practicing medicine, so. The same government that sponsored and allowed the vaccines, as a matter of integrity, should make available the cure and the detox programs to get this out of our systems, especially the children. They really need to get it out of their system. Trump has formally designated the COVID vaccine as a weapon of mass destruction, claiming 200 to 300,000 people, die every year that we know of. And so let's see what happens with Pfizer and Moderna, So the conspiracy theories were right, and there was never a need to shadow ban or demonetize our shows and newsletters. Hey, maybe they can give us little damages for that. That would be nice. This has been going on for, I'm serious. This has been going on for almost 40 years. They have been. It's not just the UFOs. Everything we talk about, they demonetize and shadow ban. So let's hear what JFK Jr. has to say.
That the conspiracy theorists were right again. COVID mRNA vaccines caused a litany of injuries, including but not limited to turbo cancer, heart failure, extreme blood clotting, and perhaps gayness. That's a chicken and egg problem that we're still We're still investigating. The implications are substantial, and there's no easy way to say this. Anthony Fauci is a goblin. And if you weren't gay prior to taking the vaccine, there's a massive chance that your sudden desire to binge the Bravo channel and watch Tim Walz rallies isn't an accident.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
Wow. And so in simple terms, what does that mean, Dr. Bartlett?
Thank you for making it simple. So basically, there's an enzyme that can take that messenger RNA vaccine information and put it into the DNA of the person, into their DNA. Mm. And we were told that could not happen. So this is in a lab, but it's showing
really?
That the you remember the vaccine is messenger RNA.
Yeah.
And we were told that that messenger RNA could not go into your DNA, but this is showing that in a lab it can.
And so what happens when it does, Dr. Gold?
Well, can I answer slightly different than your question?
Yeah.
So one of the fun things about the last couple of years being a doctor and lawyer is this is a very interesting opportunity, and I think we're going to be bringing another lawsuit because there's actually federal law that you cannot discriminate against people for genetic discriminations. I forgot the acronym. I think it's GINA, G-I-N-A.
GINA,
right? So this now opens the door to saying that if you're not allowing somebody in who chose not to get the shot, that you're actually engaging in genetic discrimination. So I think there's Sweden's study, I think, opens the door to a new type of lawsuit.
If you're pregnant and you have this done, can that then affect your baby?
Yes, this is the alarming finding. The CDC says on its website very explicitly, this will not change your DNA. The paper that came out of Sweden, now there'll be many more to confirm it.
The
steps are to A, confirm it, to confirm that the entire code is installed, and then to actually confirm that it's expressed, meaning that the spike protein now is continuously expressed from human cells. But because the lipid nanoparticles are taken up everywhere, that means somatic cells in your organs, but also your gametocytes, actually the cells that actually are the sperm and the egg, if they are carrying it, that indeed means that, in fact, it could be passed to the daughter cells.
Open up for birth defects?
All right, according to AMG, and Operation Skywatch has been ignited. Trump and RFK Jr. launched a global crackdown on chemtrails, and arrests are imminent. And this is like a Nuremberg 2.0, and it's happening now. So if this is true, you know, we have been saying it's not your government for a long time. And as long as the chemtrails are still happening, you know, this just might be an end of the shadow government global elite. And this paves the way for GSAR, the quantum financial system, and the redemption of bonds and other foreign currency. So we will see, you know, from now through January, there's going to be a lot of major earth changes and political changes as well. The Bulgarian government has fallen, you know, just a few days after mass non-compliance. And the entire government of Bulgaria has resigned. England farmers have brought their tractors and took siege of the government buildings. And there's a massive demonstrations all over Europe, you know, including Israel, against the current government. And Iran, which ran out of water due to corrupt government policies. You know, to me, I think we should say, hey, you know, if you guys become a little more modern, you know, and apply universal law, you know, we'll figure out how to get you water. You know, there's a good one. You know, don't threaten them with bombs. Just say, hey, you know, we can come in and reestablish your entire water system. Everybody will have abundant, clean water. You know, that's how you get things done. Anyway, the whole world is against rolling out this digital ID and the total surveillance programs that they're trying to put out there, including informed Americans. So other global elite shadow government actions like the flooding of countries with illegal aliens, creating culture wars, forcing vaccinations, and the loss of personal freedoms are all experiencing, you know, extreme resistance right now worldwide. You know, it's almost like there's some unseen force that is activating the soul of everyone. to wake up and stand up, basically. That is what's going on, basically. The Muslim Brotherhood is claiming their dismantling of America is well underway. You know, they have 43 state delegates and enough people to vote Muslims in for a total takeover of Congress. So, you know, the Quran has over 160 calls for violence, demands a jihad against non-believers, supports the marriage of six-year-olds to old men, you know, which falls under pedophilia, and the subjugation of women. So anyway, you might want to avoid this one. Do a little research concerning the origins of religion. You know, it's not a peaceful one. You know, God logic is a good one, you know, good site to check out. And, you know, that this Muslim Zionist, you know, duke out happening right now, they both have these programs, you know, in the Talmud and in the Quran and everything else that basically says you can do whatever you want to a non-believer, you know, and both sides have got to go, you know. This is crazy. And so I'm not sure if this is true, but allegedly the Senator Kennedy Act, Born in America Act, was passed 51-49. I haven't been able to verify that yet. And this would solve that problem. So let's play that video.
14 House members were escorted out by police as the Born in America Act passed 51-49. Kennedy declared, if you were not born on this soil, you do not run this soil, and gave them 72 hours. The video of officials being removed has millions of views, and check the pinned comment to watch the full clip now.
And here's another video I really like. There's this guy named David Sorensen that is putting out some amazing info. I really like it. And here's another video of Trump getting rid of the lawmaker. They're unelected lawmakers, and he just won a Supreme Court decision that he can actually fire them and get rid of these guys. And they've been screwing us over for a long time. So let's play that David Sorensen video.
Guys, this is incredible. This is literally going to change everything. It's game over for the deep state. Game over for the elite. Game over for the corruption in government. Listen carefully. How did the deep state control the United States government? Since 1935, they were able to position hundreds. I believe the total number is about 700 of their agents in so-called independent agencies in Washington that were writing laws without ever being elected. They controlled the government, and Congress could not fire them. They had more power than the freaking president, and nobody had casted a single vote for them. This is now ending. The Supreme Court has ruled that President Trump has now been reinstated as the single executive authority who can fire these rogue actors that are hiding behind the scenes in Washington, who are controlling every aspect of the American people in health, in food, in every industry.
All right, all I can say is Christmas is coming early. The tyrants, the international shadow government, is being exposed, falling, and eventually we will have our freedom back. You know, it's starting to get biblical. And there are a lot of prophecies about rivers running red, some drying up, others coming back to life. You know, all of these old prophecies are actually manifesting. And so it is getting interesting. So let's show the red water flowing into the sea. Mount Olives is splitting in half, fulfilling a prophecy about the return of Jesus. And I've always seen it as the return of Christ's consciousness, you know, in the individual, you know, those who rose to the occasion and lived according to universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. You know, they will be the ones that receive the blessing. You know, the blessing is going to be given to everybody, but not everybody's going to receive it. And actually, some are going to run from it. So, and attack those that get it. So be aware of that. You know, so basically you just have to be a good person, forgive yourself and others. You know, it's not, you don't have to be perfect. I'm sorry, but that's another in this moment. You know, all this fear, guilt, unworthiness, and having to be perfect is, those are all judgments. And they're very low frequency energies. And so anybody who pushes that are actually not doing the work of God, period. End of story. So just follow your heart. You can feel that. Also, Africa is also split into two. Volcanoes, quakes, disastrous storms are unfolding everywhere. Solar storm CMEs, the Schumann resonance is off the scale. And there are indicators right now pointing to a major quake very soon, possibly before the show airs or soon after. Plasma fields are surrounding the Earth and, you know, the different layers are totally energized. So expect more plasma balls appearing, some of which are higher intelligence, light, and energy ships. You know, you're also going to see a lot of video of, because the veils between worlds are getting thin, you're going to see whole planets go by that are in the infrared. You know, they're not physical to us, but they are physical to that dimension that they're in. And you're going to start seeing those whole planets cruising by the Earth. Maybe that's the new Earth. Anyway, 3-Eye Atlas is sending off projectiles. It's turned from red, blue, green. Now it's gold. You know, it stopped, started, made course corrections, and now it just made another one, and it's coming. Seems like it's directed right to Earth. And so anyway, I think by the time this podcast airs, we're going to know exactly what's going on. The International Planetary Protection has been activated. I really hope they don't launch a nuke or laser it through 3-1 Atlas concerning that, you know, concerning what it is capable of. You know, it's a real bad idea. You know, they are just observers, and if we attack them, piss them off, it might not fare well for Earth. We might end up losing a lot of hardware. You know, how about a little common sense and patience? You know, UFOs in the past have proven to be able to disarm, shut down, or make our best technology just disappear. So, you know, a major rethink might be in order. You know, maybe make friends with the benevolent ones in the interest of national security. Ask for protection. You know, they hear our prayers, yet they are limited how much they can intervene without permission. So I want to say a little prayer out to them. You know, say, hey, we need all the help we can get, folks. If you are benevolent, you know, you are welcome to come and assist, you know, in the awakening and healing of humanity, the Earth. You know, God just doesn't have one guy, you know, come on, he's got legions. You know, they call it the beautiful many, masters, saints and sages, as well as spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. And they're all, you know, they all serve the creator and all creation. So anyway, we also have the healing techniques in our books and everything else. So anyway, we've been in contact for over 40 years with benevolent off-world visitors, and we knew about 3-Eye Atlas the day it was spotted. And as we said, they're very advanced beings, have AI nanotech that can disassemble, reassemble, and repair itself. And they're ambivalent. They don't want to get involved with Earth due to our aggressive warlike behavior, our inability to solve our differences without aggression and, you know, unify and act according to universal law. So they have communicated this to officials. They are mainly here as observers of a major event that is now unfolding. You know, whatever you can call it, the revelation, the awakening and healing of humanity and the Earth, you know, some call it ascension, the rise of those who desire to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature, along with the fall of those who are not frequency specific to a natural preordained process. You know, it is and always has been about frequency. The frequencies are rising, and those who are not frequency specific to the Earth in her ascension will not make the shift. And I'm wondering if any of this is coming up on the film, but man, I've got big flashes of light all around me right now. It's like the cosmic cheerleaders are here. It's pretty interesting. All right, so love, joy, and bliss and service to others are the highest frequencies, period. You know, we all know what to do, heal and release the past, forgive and rise to the occasion. You know, divert our energies and assets to the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. Step away from the drama, chaos, and hype. You know, get out in nature, and by all means, buy my new book. Little promo there. The Awakening of James. Anyway, it has everything you need to know, you know, along with all the tools to clear, create sacred space, heal, and ascend. You know, these are the ancient teachings that have been held back from us. They're coming out of the Ethiopian Bibles, the 80, I think it's 81 books now that were censored out of the Standard Bible. I think we use something like 66 in the Standard Bible, which has been altered and changed. You know, there's many different versions of the Bible out there. And they have the 88 unaltered editions of the real teachings of Jesus and the real Bible, you might say. And what's interesting is we've been teaching this for over 40 years, and much to the chagrin of some churches and people that consider themselves Christians, you know, who basically went on the attack. Because in the Ethiopian Bibles, they talk about the writings of Mary, which are beautiful. She was the last one to see Jesus, and he imparted, you know, the tools for ascension to her. And they also have other women, the writing of other women. They have the writings of Archangel Michael, who totally explains reincarnation. And they have the writings of so many other masters, and they have the writings concerning Jesus, his lost years and his travels and everything else, things they don't want you to know about. What's really, when you look at these rituals that were taught on how to ascend and how to heal and all this other stuff, these same very similar rituals are found in Yigong. You know, they're found in ancient India practices. They're all over. And when we let go of this division game and start studying this, our minds are going to be blown when we look at similarities. And that's basically what my book is all about. It's about going through all the different religions, all the different elders of different nations, everything, finding the similarities, not going there in judgment, but going there to learn. And with an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, already having my own personal God connection due to the near-death experiences. And so I saw some beautiful golden threads that tie it all together. And then I saw some discrepancies that weren't quite aligned. So, you know, all of the ancient teachings have been altered by kings and leaders who wanted people to behave in a certain way. And what's nice about the Ethiopian Bibles, it clears all that out, you know, so we get straight from the source and the real history. So anyway, I actually just bought the two sets of the Ethiopian Bible and another Bible, and been going through it. So many, all the proceeds go to the Lahar Foundation, and this will help shows and, you know, keep these shows on the air and the ranch to continue in service to humanity and the earth and the greater family of man and woman throughout the multiverse, along with the beautiful many saints and sages, masters as well. So anyway, the days of tyranny are coming to a close, and they and their empires are they're unsustainable. They can't continue. It's called the beast, and the beast is all consuming. These are the prophecies. The beast is all consuming. It's going to live 2,000 years. And in the end, when you think there's no more hope, the beast consumes itself because it's not sustainable. And we're watching right now the beast consume itself. And that's the global elite, the shadow government, and all the other nonsense going on. So, you know, as we've seen in other countries, you know, all the people need to do is not participate and demand new leadership. And those that adhere to universal law in service to the people, you know, what a novel idea. You know, it seems like that is what God, Creator, Great Spirit would want of us, you know, to all kind of hang out in peace, you know, and live a prosperous, abundant life in harmony with each other and the planet. That's kind of a no-brainer. You know, all this other stuff is not of God. It's of some other force. So anyway, any donations to help SETI clean up the storm damage and continue to awaken and empower the people will be greatly appreciated and put to good use with integrity. No jets, no multimillion-dollar mansions, yachts, or lavish lifestyles. We are an SS ministry with an EIN number, so donations are tax deductible. So if you are, in financial stress, do not donate. This is not a guilt trip. I would feel guilty. Actually, I don't do guilt, but I would feel guilty if somebody donated money they needed, for themselves and their family. So anyway, don't make me feel guilty. So if you're blessed with abundance, pass some of that on, but definitely take care of your family first, yourself and your family first. Anyway, have an awesome Christmas. Make peace with your families. And we don't always have to be right. It's amazing how allowing, people to have their truth is disarming. No matter what they're saying, just, oh yeah, okay, that's interesting, that's nice. If you need to say something, just say, we'll just see what, we'll just see what is true in your light review. Let God sort it out, but it's kind of funny if you don't get upset and defensive and you listen and you just listen and ask a question now and then, how far you can get versus, becoming adversarial. So Christ consciousness is flooding the planet. So it's time to be a part of it. And what's so bad about just being kind and loving, helping those less fortunate, and giving people some hope? We have it in the East Asian tradition, drop a turkey off and a few frog skins to the Native Americans, make sure it's organic. They have trouble with processed food and crap and things like that. So anyway, that's all I have for you. Again, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and start operating, according to universal law, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for all. I mean, that should be the law of the land. That is God's law. And so you might want to pass that one on and hit the like button and make this show viral. Anyway, good night.
At Esseti Hawaii, we have been working hard getting the coffee harvested. Probably some of the best coffee in the world. It is harvested from world-renowned Kona shores in the Hawaiian tradition. Ancient organic Arabica beans high in antioxidants and cut with no harsh fillers. Hand-picked, pulped, and dried at Esseti Hawaii on sacred land. It is smooth, no bitterness, and some say it tastes like Hawaii. Christmas is coming up. What better gift than Esseti coffee with a couple of Esseti mugs to share with a friend? All proceeds go to the Lahore Foundation to assist in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth.
Things come from the deepest slumbers. Life will challenge you. It will cloud your vision. It will make you question your path. But remember this, choose to awaken. See clearly. Keep brewing. Every enlightened journey begins with a single sip. You are more aware than you know. With every sunrise, every aroma, every taste, you are connecting with the universe within. This is your morning, your awakening, your enlightenment. So pour your cup. Experience it. Keep going. Keep awakening. Your higher self is waiting in every drop.
case stationary blinking light in the Orion system. Looks like a signal to me. Okay, this is coming from the south. I mean, from the north. It's coming from the north and going south. It's massive. Okay, here's another one. It was south, now it's going east. Okay, here's a plane for contrast. Regular strobe on it. With my eyes, I can see the red and green running lights, but this is night vision, so it won't show it. My God, another one, another huge one. Right over the house. This one's coming from the west. Whoa, right over the house. Oh, whoa, look at that power up. Nice. Thank you, thank you. Right over the house. Here's the house. Here's a small little scout craft. Oh, look at that. Two just passed each other. Okay, here's another one right over the house. Oh, nice. 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 Thank you. Thanks for the signal. Okay, here we have Orion. Come up here. There's a Pleiades. And we're going to scan across the sky. And we're going down to the west. And look at this. All of a sudden the sky just lights up and gets really bright. And there's no reason. It's like the sun. The sun set a long time ago. Phasing out, gone. Okay, this is going due south. Over to Ocean View. It's coming down over Ocean View. There's two. Know which one to get. Here's Orion's Belt. There's a lot of activity going through Orion's Belt all around it. I don't know what this is. It wasn't there a minute ago. Now it's just sitting right above the trees.
going against the star pattern. Should be going down, but it's rising up. I'm perfect. Okay, here's Orion's belt. Just right above it, we have a ship going by. What the heck? Look at that. What? Look at that. It's so low, it's on the horizon down there.
Yeah.
It's going through the trees. That's like right on the ocean. See that one?
The other one, here's one going right past it. See that one?
Yeah, I saw the speedy one.
Speedy one, one going that direction.
Oh, another one there?
Yeah.
So there's three ships there.
Yeah. Oh, falling star. And then one up above here, you see that? And
wait,
then
wait,
these two here.
Wait.
Here?
Shit.
And then over here.
Oh, yeah. There's a speedy one. Look at that guy.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastery, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.